We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Half Hour.
Here's a letter from Sid James. I recognize the handwriting.
Show me. Fivepence postage due. Yes, that's from Sid. Hello. It's an invitation. Messrs. Hancock and Kerr. Oh. You are cordially invited to a party given by Sidney James and Associates to celebrate the return of petrol rationing. Evening dress, prison record optional. Dancing to Busker Bertie in his Mayfair rock and rollers.
Petrol rationing, that's a funny thing to celebrate.
Not for Sid's lot. Those spivs have been waiting for something like this for years. Most of them haven't worked since the nylon shortage. Given them new hope, this has. They got a brand new line of rackets to brighten their lives. Makes me feel sick, people cashing in on the national crisis.
We're not going, then.
Of course we are. Free banquet and a booze up. Don't be a mug. Look, nip down the repertory company. Give this 10 bob to the leading man and tell him I want me tails back. Now, where'd I put me metal ribbons? I had them somewhere.
Oh, dear.
What a mob. Look at them. All sideboards and shoulder pads. They've got no idea, have they? And painted ties with evening dress. Not right, you know.
Still, the food's pretty good, though, isn't it?
It should be. They hijacked the lorries that were taking it to the Russian embassy reception. No, thank you. No, thank you. No more caviar for me, mate. I've got a bucket full here. I haven't touched yet. Hang on, though. I'll have a handful of the pâté de foie gras. Merci beaucoup.
Say, Tub, you speak French pretty good, don't you?
Oh, oui. Oh, I should say so, oui, yes. Yes, I picked it up during the war, you know. I was with the Free French ATS at Aldershot. Dangerous years they were.
It's pretty dangerous sitting amongst this mob.
I know, just look at that big bloke over there, with all the razor scars. Look at him. Face like a strip of contemporary wallpaper.
I didn't know there were so many spivs in London.
These aren't all of them. These are just the shop stewards. This is the cream here, the sort of elected representative, so to speak. Each of these are here on behalf of about 50 men. See the little plaques in front of them, just like the United Nations, see? Bethnal Green Pickpockets and Allied Workers. Crouch End Safebreakers. Hammersmith Forging, Engraving and Clerical Workers. They're all here.
Where's Sid?
Place of honour. He's the chairman this year. He makes a speech of welcome when the nosh is finished.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, pray silence for your chairman this year, Mr. Sidney James.
Hello. Mr. President, Mr. Commissioner, your worship, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, we are assembled here tonight to celebrate the return of petrol rationing. I'm sure we all agree this is the most heartening news we've had for many years. Now, I'm optimistic that we will now make up for these terrible years in the wilderness. Years of plenty, no rationing, no black market, years of extreme hardship to all of us gathered here tonight.
Shame.
All right, then. For many years now, since the end of wartime rationing, many of us have had to scrape a living out of seasonal items like walnuts, pumped-up oranges, turkey raids on outlying farms. Some of us have even had to stoop as low as selling funny-shaped balloons.
You, for a start.
Do you mind?
I'm sorry.
Of course, we've been grateful for the few bright spots. Cup finals, test matches, Liberace concerts. And if it hadn't been for the Bolshoi Ballet, we'd have all been up the creek. Thank you, gentlemen. But now the tide has turned. Like a shaft of light cutting through the bleak darkness comes petrol rationing. And it is with tears in my eyes and my heart bursting with happiness that I tell you that we can now look forward to a good 6 months fiddling.
Yeah. Yeah. Good day. Yeah. Good day. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
Well, Fred, how did the speech go down among the boys last night?
Oh, marvellous, Sid. I've heard nothing but praise. The vote of confidence in you was unanimous.
Good. We'll start operations immediately. Go out and buy up all the garden hoses you can find. List them petrol siphons for the use of. Get all the spare cans and oil drums you can find and send the boys round the car parks. I'm getting hold of 2 petrol tankers, which will be placed at strategic points, ready to collect the day's taking, so to speak.
Supposing we get caught, sir.
I thought of that. We've got to have a front. If there's any trouble, we'll be in the clear. I've got it all worked out. We want a highly respectable man who doesn't know what time it is. And believe me, I know just the mug we need.
I don't mind telling you, Bill. I've never been so disgusted in my life.
What did she say?
I'm not talking about her. What a mind you've got. I'm referring to that terrible party last night. Reveling in the return of petrol rationing. Most unpatriotic. Well, I'm having nothing to do with any of them, I'll tell you that. Cleaning my home guard defense medal this morning, I felt ashamed, I really did.
I say, Hancock, just a minute.
It's Mr. Hancock, if you don't mind, sauce.
Oh, all right, Mr. Hancock. If you want your petrol ration book, you'd better get down to the post office with your logbook.
What do you mean, I'd better get down there? You're my secretary, I told you to see to it 3 days ago.
I was too busy.
Doing what?
Get in mine.
Listen, you get yours in your own time. I don't know why I pay you straight, I don't. You haven't done a thing for me since you started here.
I beg your pardon, I typed all your letters this morning.
Oh, they were my letters, were they? I thought you were typing them in Polish. Must have fingers like pork sausages. No wonder I can't get any work. Nobody can read me letters.
Don't you blame me for your being out of work. I can't help it if people don't think you're funny.
How dare you? Don't think I'm funny. Well, let me tell you, my old matey.
Don't keep digging me in the ribs with your fingers.
I'd need fingers 2 foot long to reach your rib. Ha, ha, ha. That struck home, didn't it? Go!
So did my umbrella, didn't it? You go and get your own petrol coupons.
I will not.
Then you'll have to go without, won't you?
Yes. As it happens, I decided to do so anyway. Patriotic as I am and not wishing to increase the nation's burden, I have volunteered not to run my car at all, but to put it up on blocks.
Where it's been for the last 2 years.
Where it's been for the... No, that's nothing to do with it. It's a roadworthy car. I could still claim petrol for it.
Only for the lamps. The rest of it runs on coke.
I know that. Nevertheless, it's still classed as a 2-horsepower vehicle. And as such, I'm entitled to 1/2 gallon a month. Plus 1.5 pints supplementary to visit the hospital.
To see who?
You, if I have any more lip.
Why don't you take your petrol ration and sell it? You could make a nice profit.
You've been going out with Sidney James again, haven't you? I'll do no such thing. I'm not dabbling in any black market dealings. And anybody who does ought to be strung up from Tyburn Tree.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, it's you, is it? I don't know how you got in, but I suppose there's a pane of glass missing out of the front door now.
Hello, Sidney, dear.
Hello, my little swan. Hey, Hancock. Enjoyed a party last night?
Disgusting. You ought to be thrown in the tower, the lot of you.
Oh, you mean a speech? Yeah, well, I've had second thoughts about that. I woke up this morning with pangs of conscience.
What?
I thought to myself, Sidney, this is a far, far worse thing you do now than you have ever done.
You thought that?
Yeah, well, I twisted it a bit. The upshot is I got a proposition to put to you.
No, I am not interested in anything connected with the black market. I thought I'd made that quite clear.
This is nothing to do with the black market. I want to see that put paid to as much as you do. I've broken with all those nasty men. I got a plan that'll stop all these fiddles.
Go on.
Well, if the public had all the petrol they want, there wouldn't be any need for a black market, right?
Right.
Then we're going to give them all the petrol they want, right?
Right. Now, wait a minute. You had me going there for a minute. You can't give them all the petrol they want. There's a shortage.
Only of the stuff that comes through the canal. Not of the stuff that's made in England.
What stuff?
Our stuff. I'm making my own petrol.
What from?
Well, it's a secret formula that my chief analytical chemist, test tube Charlie, discovered.
You can trust me, Sid. How do you make it?
Well, it's very complicated. You've got to have a scientific brain to understand it.
Well, speak up, speak up. I'm red hot on the old science. Red hot. Miss Pugh, look up my exchange of correspondence with Einstein. The letter where he told me to mind my own business. Have no fear, Sid. I'll follow you.
All right, then. Well, I'll put it simply. The formula is C12 plus HL times the square of alpha plus pi r squared over 9.2746 multiplied by the double fraction from the hydrochloric content, which is, of course, the root of 4H1 plus O15, times x to the power of 4 over 91.5.
Yes, that seems pretty foolproof. Where do I come in?
We need a place to sell it, right?
Right.
And your front garden's right on the main road, right?
Right.
So all we got to do is dig a big hole in the lawn, sink a tank, shove some pumps up, and we're in business, right?
Wrong. I'm not having cars driving willy-nilly over my lupins.
How can you think of lupins in a time of national crisis?
Sydney, I realize the seriousness of the situation, but trample down the lupins, never.
You want to smash the black market, don't you?
Yes, but be prized, Lupin said.
Oh. I can just see that petrol pump out there in the front garden. The glass dome on top, all lit up. Hancock's extra.
No, Sid, I can't... Hancock's extra.
Plus ITA.
Yes.
What about the lupins?
What lupins? Don't bother me. I'm seeing it a bit clearer now. Can I be the man with two heads who says, that's Hancock's, that was?
Certainly you can.
All right, I'll do it. It's a deal.
Right, we'll get the lads in tomorrow and start digging.
Well done. Oh, the Hancock sign means happy motoring. The Hancock sign means happy. You wouldn't recognize the old front garden, would you? Four pumps, cement, drive-in, just the job.
That was a good idea of Sid's for the drive-in, the blind corner with a brick wall right round the other side.
He doesn't miss a trick, old Sid, does he? I had to put my foot down about the tire repair racket, of course. Spreading jagged glass all over the forecourt. It's not right. Slash my gumboots up something rotten.
Ah, there you are, Mr. Hancock. Well, I'm ready to start serving. Do you like my overalls?
Yeah, very smart. I wondered what had happened to my camping tent. Well, I think we're all ready to open.
There's only one thing missing. We haven't got any petrol.
Oh, it'll be arriving any time. Sid's gone to make some.
Right, Robert, all set. The garage is open, ready to start serving. How's the petrol situation?
Still coming in, Sid. The boys have siphoned 1,400 gallons so far. I'm still waiting for number three unit to come in. They're working Whitehall and the Houses of Parliament. Should do very well there. They don't go short.
All right, then. Now, when the tank is filled right up, give us a nod and we'll drive it down to the garage.
Hello. Here we are. Here's the petrol.
All right, sir.
Yeah, open the valves. We'll pump it in.
Didn't take long to make that lot, did you?
Ah, once you know the secret, it's dead easy.
Let's have a look at this stuff. I say, it looks just like real petrol, doesn't it?
Uncanny, isn't it?
It smells like it, too. It's amazing, it really is. The motorists should be very pleased with this, Sid. I suppose it's as good as the stuff they normally use, is it?
It's the same.
Well, you've just got here in time, I'll tell you. I've had a queue of motorists here all morning. I told them we had no petrol. Three of them punched me on the nose and one drove his car over me. If the cement hadn't been wet, I should have had it.
Oh, well, it should be all right now. There's enough here to last you a month. Sell them as much as you like. As soon as you run out, give me a tinkle and we'll send another lot down.
There's plenty more where this came from, then?
Yeah, never-ending supply.
Good lad. This is the way to beat the black market, eh? How much are we charging?
12 and 6 a gallon.
That's a bit hefty, isn't it?
Not for this stuff. It's very dangerous making this, you know. And there's a lot of overheads. Apart from the fines that have got to be paid.
The what?
The refineries that have to be made.
Yes, of course, yes. Still, the motorists won't mind that. They should be grateful as much as they want. No coupons.
Yeah, well, I'll leave you to it. I'd better nip back to the refinery and make some more.
See ya. There goes a great man, William. It might well be that he saved the country. Cometh the hour, cometh the man.
Who said that?
I did. Why don't you listen when I'm talking to you? Right, to work. Take down the no petrol sign. Put this one up in its place. Coupon free petrol, as much as you want. Now nail it up.
Right.
Oh, don't just stand there. Get me out of the cement.
Gosh, what a lot of madmen. Where do they all come from? The road was empty just now. Now look at them. 24 out in the street, 18 in the forecourt, and one on top of the petrol pump. You'd have to come down, sir. I shan't serve you there. Right, Bill, you take the left lane, and I'll take the right lane. Now, come along, me lucky lad. Who's fast?
I say, petrol chappie, is this true? No coupons?
It's perfectly true, sir.
As many gallons as we like?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't want a lousy petrol. You can keep it up your hosepipe. I've been longing to say that ever since the thing started. So, good day to you.
And good luck to you, too.
Nick.
Fill it up, please, will you?
Penny, please. Stop bringing your lighters in, will you?
And the next.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, your ladyship.
Fill her up, please. 20 gallons.
It's 12 and 6 a gallon, madam.
Oh, dear. Oh, I told you we should have brought a smaller car, Bernard. Well, I think we better make do with two. He's not earning the money nowadays.
All right. 2 gallons, 25 shillings.
And the next beat.
I say, petrol chap here.
No, it's you back, is it?
Yes, I'll need some petrol after all. I stopped for an espresso up the road and some blighters siphoned all mine off.
Odd luck. Yes. Some shocking people about. How many?
10 gallons, please.
10 it is. £6.05.
That's 12 and 6 a gallon.
Correct. Give that man an extra gallon. And next week... next week you'll be coming back and go in the soundproof box to try for the pint of oil. And the next jet, please.
Oi.
Yes?
Fill it up.
Certainly, how many?
130.
You can't bring your petrol tankers in here.
I own a garage down the road. Fill it up.
All right, then, 12 and 6 a gallon.
3 and 3 a gallon, trade price.
12 and 6?
Cedric!
Yes, Albert?
Don't muck about. Thump him one. Right.
No need, sirs, no need. 130 it is at 3 and 3. And lang may your pump leak, as our good old Gallic friends were to say. Call again.
I say, petrol chap here. Could I have another 10 gallons, please?
You must have been nipping about a bit.
No, it's all been siphoned out again while I was in the phone box, only 50 yards down the road.
Well, here's another 10. Should get you around the next corner with a bit of luck.
And the next jet, please.
Well, that's the first rush over.
Yeah, we soon sold that lot, didn't we? Have you phoned Sid up to send some more down?
Yeah, he's on his way. How much have we taken?
£800. Not bad for half an hour's work, is it?
Hey, Tubb, are you sure this petrol's all right?
Of course it is. It looks like it, it smells like it. And the cars are going all right.
I don't mean that. I mean all the reports in the papers about parked cars having their petrol siphoned off.
Well, you're bound to get that. There's a lot of crooks about. They'll flog that on the black market, you mark my words. That's the sort of thing Sid and I are fighting.
Yeah, but there's another bit in the paper here about a BOAC airliner says it took off from London Airport going to New York, but it ran out of petrol over Shepherd's Bush and had to turn back.
What's that got to do with us?
Well, you remember that last car we served.
What about it?
It got 10 yards down the road and took off.
Did he? What, without warning? Didn't he even stick his hand out to the sunshine roof?
No, he just went straight up.
Still, I'm not surprised. He had a big moustache, didn't he?
Yeah, but don't you think it's a bit suspicious?
No, of course not. It just shows you how powerful Sid's petrol is. When you pay 12 and 6 a gallon, you're not mucking about, you know. You'll just have to take precautions. Put a notice up. No petrol served without a pilot's license. Now, don't bother me. Get the pumps ready. Sid will be down with another lot soon.
Have you sent that next lot of petrol off to Hancock?
Yes, Sid, and what a bit of luck we had. We didn't have to bother about siphoning it off from the cars.
No?
No, we were doing the rounds last night, and what did we see?
What?
Standing outside a cafe on the Great North Road, a great big 3,000-gallon tanker. The driver was inside, held up by the fog.
Yeah.
So we jumped in and drove it off. Saved us a lot of trouble.
Well, that's marvellous. Drive it down to Hancock's, pump it into his tanks, and we'll ditch it.
Here is the news. Last night, during thick fog on the Great North Road, thieves stole a brewer's tanker containing 3,000 gallons of brown ale. Will anyone who can give any information please communicate with the chief constable?
Ah, here we are. Here's Sid with some more petrol.
Different wagon you got, Sid.
Yeah, well, a transport shortage. You got to take what you can get. Not one of ours. Let's pump it in.
Hello. There's lots of funny colour in it.
Probably got rusty. It goes like that, you know.
Yeah, I suppose so. Have you got the money from the last lot?
Yes, £800.
Right, hand it over. Here we are. Here's your cut.
Oh, Sid. Oh, thank you very much. I didn't expect £10. Just a patriotic duty on my part.
It's all right, son. You've earned it. You're on to another one when you sold this lot.
Right you are. Well, I'll give you a ring when we've sold out. Send some more down.
Well, try and give us a bit more notice next time. We might have to try our Manchester refineries next. Getting a bit worked out here, London.
Yes.
The mineral deposits are not as great as we thought.
No. No, well, of course, it's built up, hasn't it? You want to dig around in the open a bit. Have you tried the Cotswolds? There's a ton of stuff down there.
Yeah, well, I'll look into it. See you later.
You ought to get a medal, that man.
Hey, Tub, look, there's a police car coming along the road.
Yes, it's not going very fast, is it?
Well, that's not surprising. It's being pushed.
Hello? He's coming in here. Good morning, officer.
Good morning.
No wonder crime's on the increase. Having trouble with the car?
Yes. I went back to the station to get me truncheon and somebody siphoned all me petrol off.
They don't care who they take it from, do they?
I know, and it's shocking. We got 25 police cars in this area and none of them's got any petrol. We no sooner get a couple of gallons put in and someone creeps up and sucks it out again. It makes you feel daft when you're a policeman.
But don't you ever see who doesn't?
No, they're too clever. Hey, wait until you're listening to the radio. I lost 4 gallons during Housewives' Choice this morning. Can you let me have some petrol?
Certainly. How many do you want?
Well, I've only got enough coupons for 2 gallons.
Oh, you don't want to worry about coupons. We don't bother with them here.
Oh, don't you?
No, we serve anybody as much as you like.
How much do you charge?
12 and 6 a gallon.
That's 6 and 6 above list price. I'm going to report this to my inspector.
Why?
Well, his wife's been paying 15 bob.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. That's what comes of dealing with the black market. Mm. 10 gallons, all right?
Yes, please. And 2 gallons in the can to take home.
10 gallons it is.
Oh, don't sleep a wink and I can't think and I need it. Here.
What?
That petrol's got Ed on it.
Got Ed on it?
What?
Never.
Ed has. Look, he's frothing all out the top.
You're right. Of course, this is a new brand of petrol, you know. It's a detergent. They put soap powder in it to clean out the engine at the same time.
Good idea. Here, what can I smell?
What smell?
Like P.C. Jones' breath when he comes back from seeing the pub shut on time. He smells like brown ale.
I wouldn't know. I'm a pineapple juice man myself.
Here is the petrol.
It can't be.
It is. Let's taste the drop. Ooh, it's smashing. You have a sip.
It's all right, isn't it?
Mm. Go and get a couple of glasses.
No. This is depravity, drinking petrol. You never know where it'll lead to. I've read about that. They finish up a metal polish and air cream. Terrible state they're in.
Oh, go on, don't be rotten. Get some glasses. Go on, I'll ring up the station and get the lads round and we'll have a party.
No.
Oh, go on, it's nearly Christmas.
No, I can't.
Oh, go on.
No, I'm not in the position.
Oh.
Floor, I'd like to tell you.
May I interrupt, please?
I do.
Say of you what I've always said.
I know what you're going to say because I've said it a million times.
A million times before.
Here is the news. Last night, the drivers of 25 police cars were arrested on charges of drunken driving. Scotland Yard are investigating reports to the effect.
I can't understand it, Bill. Sid hasn't sent any petrol down for 4 days now.
He won't be bringing any more in. Haven't you read the papers? Him and his gang were caught siphoning petrol out of parked cars in Regent Street last night. Making his own petrol, and you believed it all. He took you for a right mug all the way along the line.
I'm too trusting, that's my trouble. I only see the good in people. Still, we haven't done so badly out of it. We've got a garage doing a roaring trade.
Well, that's true. They've been flocking in ever since the word got round. Cars queuing up right down the street.
I know we'll make a fortune here. Hey, look at the time. It's 25 past 10. Right, come on. Time, gentlemen, please, last orders. Come along now. Drink up. 4 gallons of brown, 30 men, a bitter on the other part. Now, come along now. We'll have our license taken away. Drink up, if you please. Do you mind?
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The programme, which was recorded, was produced by Dennis Mayne Wilson.